Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Dave of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Good morning, Matt. Really quickly, I just brought it up to your screen caller. Yesterday, I find it really disturbing that President Biden, he just gave Putin a ton of power yesterday by supposedly the State Department is not going to sanction that huge pipeline to go to Germany. So by doing that, now Germany is going to get all this energy from Russia. It benefits Russia. And the other thing that it's disturbing to me is that the energy department as well, was it Jennifer Granholm? She had, you know, all this money in stock options, and all these batteries are being made in China. And with the fact that we had the gas turned off by these hackers in Russia, and now Biden is rewarding, Putin by saying, oh, we were going to sanction you, but now we're not going to do that. It is hollowing out the United States, and we don't even realize it right now. But that's why I just wanted to bring to the table this morning.
All right, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I have a response, and obviously we disagree. I do appreciate your calling in. Let me give everybody a little background on what was just said. First of all, an overarching thing, when it comes to kowtowing to Putin, Trump has no peer. Trump in Helsinki in that thing said, Putin didn't hack into our election, did you, Vladimir? I don't believe my own CIA and FBI. Trump was servile to Putin, largely because he was funded by Putin. And I believe they had the pervert video, the Coprophile video. Look it up, Coprophile. Look it up. And that's whatever reason he was afraid of Putin. So he did everything possible to help Putin. He tried to break up NATO, said he might withdraw us, interfered in the EU, supported Brexit, which started to break up the EU. So I think if Republicans attack Biden for being soft on Putin, that's not going to go very far. I mean, any skilled debater is going to look at that and say, there's not a lot there. Trump is pro-Putin. Republican leadership has been pro-Putin. Now, to your point about the pipeline, that's a specific thing, and I want to give everybody the background on that. There is this pipeline for the export of natural gas and fossil fuels into Europe. Right now, Russia supplies Ukraine, believe it or not. Even though they're invading Ukraine, they supply Ukraine. Russia has a lot of natural resources of natural gas and oil, and that's really all they have. They're a second-rate economy. They're a much larger country than Italy, much more territory, but they have an economy about the size of Italy's. They're not doing well. People are getting restive. So the question is, should we resist the Russian pipeline? It's going to supply Germany. Germany, you know, is not self-sufficient in a lot of things like fossil fuels. It has to import it. And here is what Biden did, and here's my take on it. You know, Dave, to correct one thing, Biden did take some action. He didn't go against the company itself, but he did go against some individuals. There are some sanctions on that pipeline. But do you sanction Germany? Do you sanction Angela Merkel? No, you don't. Come on. She and France are the two linchpins of our alliance in NATO and in the EU. Britain has opted out of the EU, weakened it. It's a strong ally in NATO, but if you look at Britain, France, and Germany, we're not going to sanction any of them, and we shouldn't. We privately communicated to Angela Merkel. We didn't want her to do this. She did it, so therefore we have sanctioned people involved in Russia, but we are not trying to shut it down and boycott it. We're not going to put economic sanctions on Germany. It's one of our strongest allies. So there you have it. The other thing, as far as benefiting Russia, it basically gives Russia sales. I get it. Okay. They're getting sales. So they make some money. We have not put sanctions on Russia the way we have on Iran. We've put some sanctions on them. We will not buy bonds denominated in rubles in our banks after June 1. That really hurts Russia, because when our banks are told not to do something, that affects every bank in the world, every major bank in the world. And I think we should ratchet up sanctions on Russia, especially as they start messing around in Ukraine some more. They've already, for instance, announced in the Arctic that they're going to expand themselves militarily there, and I'm going to get into that in a bit. But I think that to say that Biden is soft on Putin, if someone's a Republican and says that, it's like they say Biden did something bad, and by the way, my guy is Al Capone. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Trump is Al Capone in this business. He is Putin's catamite. He's his gunzel. He's essentially his mistress is what he is. So with Biden, Biden would have preferred, I would have preferred that Germany not get natural gas from Russia. Right, I agree. But Germany is not suddenly to kowtow to Russia. I mean, come on, for the love of Pete, take a look at history. Take a look at history. Germany is coming out of a shameful history, World War II and the Holocaust. It's not the fault of anybody over there right now. It's a great country. A lot of people of German descent in our country, including my own family. And the fact of the matter is that we're not sanctioning them because they buy natural gas from the Ruskies. You know, they buy it. Russia makes some money out of it. I opposed it. Biden opposed it. Actually, Trump finally, at the end, some of his people induced him to oppose it. He didn't fight very hard, and it went through. Now, Jennifer Granholm, Secretary of Energy, she's a very, very good person. She was the governor of Michigan at one time. The only reason she hasn't run for president is she was born in Canada. Somehow Ted Cruz is born in Canada, and everybody goes, that's okay, not Jennifer Granholm. I mean, Jennifer Granholm is a very fine person. However, I don't know all of her investments, but I do know this. There are rules governing conflicts of interest among cabinet officials, members of Congress even, and others. And she has not violated any rule on conflicts of interest. And she has done nothing that suggests that she would favor China. It's very hard to invest in any company right now that doesn't outsource some of its production in China. I mean, think about that. Think about if you own stocks, which companies are they? And think about if you're in a 401k plan or a 403b plan or any kind of defined benefit plan. And even though you're in, say, mutual funds, even index mutual funds, look at the companies that are there. You think none of them outsource any of their production to China? Yeah, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. There are plenty of ways for us to bring leverage against China and against Russia. But one of them is not to say, all right, I'm going to give up my 401k plan. That ain't happening. See, that ain't happening. And with Jennifer Granholm, she owns stock. There's no conflict of interest. They're vetted very carefully. They put in a financial statement every year, vetted very, very carefully, and she's fully legally compliant. So there you have that. Jennifer Granholm, I think, is a good person. Joe Biden's doing a great job. He and I and everybody prefer that Germany not buy natural gas from Russia. They're gonna. Germany is a coal country in the winter. It needs natural gas. I don't like it. But am I going to sanction Germany and treat them like Iran? No, I'm not. And with Russia, am I going to sanction them? Yeah, I am. I'm not going to buy bonds denominated in rubles. And I think Biden should turn up the heat a little bit. But this has to be seen in a geopolitical context. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.